This is from Progeny by R.T. Kalin. Slowly spinning in a circle, arms slightly outstretched in front of her, Kenders scanned the clearing and the surrounding trees. After a few moments, she turned back in the direction of the lake and whispered, "It's coming from there." Turning to look the way his sister was staring, Nicholas asked quietly with raised eyebrows, "What's coming from there? If you think you hear something, you've got better ears than..."
"Shh," insisted Kenders.
Unable to contain his curiosity, he asked,
"What is it? What's going on?"
Shaking herself out of her small trance, she looked over at Nicholas, searching for the right comparison.
"You know the sound straw makes when you take a handful and crumple it up? Only I didn't hear it. It was more like I felt what crushing straw sounds like. Does that make any sense?"
she asked, with a twinge of hope in her eyes. Nicholas paused for a moment, unsure of how to handle such a statement.
Not really, although I think I might know what it is."
Her voice full of hope, she asked,
"Really?"
This is from One Simple Idea by Stephen Key. Back in 2003, when I first started teaching my 10 Steps to Bring Your Idea to Market course, a guy who didn't look much like a student started showing up at my class. Unusually fit, he wore leather from head to toe and carried a motorcycle helmet. Long after everyone else had settled down, he would walk in and scan the room for the perfect spot to sit and focus. I got the sense he was absorbing every story, statistic, and strategy we shared and was turning them over in his mind. At the end of class, students would mill around, eager to ask questions. But Tim Ferriss didn't waste time on small talk. "Let's grab a beer. I need to know more." This is from Mageborn, The Blacksmith's Son, by Michael G. Manning. As she rounded the corner, she saw two men in black garb entering one of the empty rooms. Stepping back quickly, she knew things were very badly wrong. Then she remembered her parents' door. A scream came from the bedroom, and the door flew open. Her mother struggled to get through. She was held from behind by another of the black-garbed men, and the front of her nightdress was soaked with blood. In the space of a heartbeat, Elena saw her mother's head jerked back, and smoothly the man drew a short blade to her neck and smiled.